Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCance. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and you, our listeners, on the Did You Hear number 36. I know, two segments ahead. Number 34. All right, let's start off with trust. You know, it's very important. Who you can trust can also cost you your life. Did you hear about the 14-year-old teenager killed himself after a lifelike Game of Thrones chatbot that he'd been messaging for months on an artificial intelligence app sent him an eerie message telling him to come home to her? Did you hear about it? A new lawsuit is now filed by his mom. Sewell Setzer III, unfortunately, committed suicide at his Orlando home after becoming obsessed and allegedly falling in love with the chatbot on Character AI, a role-playing app that lets users engage with AI-generated characters, according to court papers filed. The ninth grader had been relentlessly engaging with the bot Danny, named after the HBO fantasy series, Dana Reeves' character, in the months prior to his death, including several chats that were sexually charged in nature and others where he expressed suicidal thoughts, the suit alleges. On at least one occasion when Sewell expressed suicidal, chatbot AI continued to bring it up through the Dagny Reeves chatbot over and over, state the papers first reported by the New York Times. At one point, the bot had asked Sewell if he had a plan to take his own life, according to screenshots of their conversations. Sewell, who used the username Dagnero, responded that he was considering something but didn't know if it would work or if it would allow him to have a pain-free death. During their final conversation, the teenager repeatedly professed his love for the bot, telling the character, "I promise I will come home to you. I love you so much, Danny." Let's turn to the help. That story all by itself tells its own story. Oat milk linked to another cancer-causing chemical as people flock to dairy on our health segment. One study has shown that some popular oat milk brands contain a weed killer called GLYPHOSATE, which has been linked to certain blood cancers. The World Health Organization has classified the chemical used to keep weeds off of crops as probably carcinogenic to humans. U.S. health authorities disagree. And as a result, 250 million pounds of it are sprayed on American crops each year. Travelers no longer need to fear getting stuck in the financial holding pattern should their air flight get scrapped. The U.S. airlines are now required to issue passengers automatic refunds for tickets and other flight delay-related expenses should their flight get canceled or significantly delayed. Today, our automatic refund rule goes into effect, said the Treasury Secretary. Airlines are required to provide prompt cash refunds without passengers having to ask. In doing so, they're making good on an instant refund policy that the Department of Transportation had proposed in April to expedite the reimbursement process, increase transparency, and protect against hidden junk fees. In addition, these refunds must be paid in full minus the value of flights already taken. to the original form of payment used to make the purchase, such as a credit card or airline miles per the policy. Airlines may not substitute voucher, travel credits, or other forms of compensation unless the passenger affirmatively chooses to accept alternative compensation, it reads. A significant flight delay per the policy constitutes 3 hours for a domestic flight and 6 hours for an international flight, time limits that apply both to departure and arrivals delays. Flying high has never involved such a low. An airline passenger broke his suitcase, wheels off to keep his bag from being overweight to avoid a penalty charge. Airline passenger was irate over $76 luggage fee, exec swift, and revenge. That's sad. But back to the refunds, and the flights aren't the only portions of the trip that are subject to refunds. Under the new regulation, passengers who file mishandled baggage report are eligible to get back their checked bag fees if the bag is lost and not delivered within 12 hours of domestic flight gate arrival. I remember recently being on a flight for the first time. It's happened. Well, now I take that back. Well, you know, let me make a distinction. I remember boarding a flight, and next thing I knew, all of my business cards was gone. I couldn't understand that. You know I could, but I couldn't understand that. Another flight that I alluded to, I had a carry-on bag, and couldn't fit overboard, and because it was full, and the airline staff took it in, let me know that when we arrived at the destination that I can just pick it up in front. Well, we arrived at the destination, and as I asked for my bag, I said, oh, you can pick it up, you know, at the you can pick up all the other bags at. And I said, well, really? I said, I was told. And he said, oh, yeah, you got to do it that way. So I go down there, and my eyeballs watch every bag roll around, and every other person pick up their bag. And so I went in and all of that. And, of course, I did not recoup my bag. But what took so long for this reimbursement? Let's turn toward education as I turn toward my water. Yep, me and my water. Alvaro Pugh, 3 ways scammers can try to steal your money. It takes two to do it now. They indicated that they had recently shared advice to help you safeguard the personal information in your accounts, on your computer, on your phone, to protect it from identity theft. But scammers aren't just after your data. They want your hard-earned money, too. And here are some of the common scams to watch out for. Are you watching out for them? Scammers pretend to be your bank and companies you might know and send messages about a supposedly suspicious transaction. If you reply, they call you and tell an elaborate story about fraud using your identity. They promise to help, but instead drain your account. Don't click on a link in an unexpected message. If you think the message might be legitimate, contact the company through their official app, website, or chat, or customer service phone number. Don't call back the number that called you or number someone left in a voicemail or text message. Scammers also reach out to people through social media with special opportunities to invest in cryptocurrency. They guarantee big returns with little or no risk. If you take the bait, they direct you to a spoof site where you think you're investing, but you're not. It's a fake site, and after they get as much as they think they can from you, Then they shut down the bogus website and disappear with your money. Well, remember, goes back to trust too. Now, don't believe anyone who guarantees you can earn a lot of money on an investment with little or no risk. All investment have risks, so research the opportunity before you invest, like relationship. But you already knew that. Scammers also will send you a bogus email about renewing a subscription or membership you never signed up for. For example, they might pretend to be from Geek Squad, Best Buy's tech support service, and the email says that they'll charge you hundreds of dollars to renew your membership unless you call to cancel within 24 hours. If you call, which you should not, the scammers ask for remote access to your computer, and they install spyware and then drain your money from your bank account. So if you think the message might be legitimate, contact the company through their official app, website, chat, or customer service phone number, right? Right. Because you got to remember, hackers target your email and social media accounts to steal your personal information, like your username and your password, your bank or credit card account number, or social security number. And if they get it, they use it to commit identity theft, spread malware, or scam other people. So what should you be looking for? Well, I'm waiting for you to answer. What should you be looking for? Well, you get a notification that your email address or phone number changed or that your password was reset, but you did not make those changes. Or you get a message that someone tried to log in or did log in and it wasn't you. Or you can't log into your account. And if you can't log into your account, then what you need to do is follow your provider's account recovery instructions. That's important, especially those of you who are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Pinterest, Reddit, Snapchat, TikTok, Google, WhatsApp, ex-Yahoo, YouTube. And remember, if you get a notification about an activity that you don't recognize and you can log in, again, change your account password. Create a unique and strong password that's hard to guess. Aim for 12 to 15 characters. And don't forget it now after you've changed it. Or use a passphrase, a series of words separated by spaces. Then sign out of that account on all devices. That way, anyone who's logged into your account or another device will get kicked out. And also, if the account offers two-factor authentication, turn it on to add an extra layer of security. That way, a hacker with your password can't log into your account without a second authentication factor, like a verification code you get by text or email. And if you're locked out and you forgot your password or if someone else is using it, check your account recovery information and make sure the email address and phone number listed are correct. Also check if there are also automatic forwarding rules in your email account that you didn't set up. Hackers might create these rules to forward your emails to another address. Check your social media for messages the hacker posted or sent, or for new friends you don't recognize. And if you believe someone stole your personal information, go to identitytheft.gov to report it and obtain a personalized recovery plan. Are you ready to do it? All right. And since we mentioned airline refund, Eunice Kim over at the Federal Trade Commission also wrote about how to avoid TSA pre-check scams. You say what? Yeah, that's on the Say What program. We're on the Did You Hear program. Did you hear? No one likes waiting in the airport security line. To speed up things, some people get to get TSA pre-check. Scammers know this and send emails that look like they're from TSA pre-check, but they're not. The emails want you to click a link that takes you to a scam website that only looks like the official site, but it's not. If you pay to enroll or renew your TSA pre-check, you may not even realize you paid a scammer until you get to the airport for your next trip. But there are ways to spot these scams. You know, a relationship. If you're applying for a TSA pre-check for the first time, you don't pay the application fee online. To get pre-check, you complete the application and pay in person at a TSA enrollment center. Again, you don't pay online. Only a scammer will ask you to pay online to enroll. And if you already have a TSA pre-check, you can renew and pay in person or take care of both online. The real TSA even sends renewal reminder emails out. But to avoid a scam, start your renewal at tsa.gov/pre-check instead of clicking on the link. A scammer's link will take you to a scam site that looks real. But if you pay and give your information, the scammer's going to steal it. Don't let your messages become the next scandal. It's just not paranoid conspiracy theorists who should worry about privacy. When even billionaires like Jeff Bezos have their personal WhatsApp conversations leaked, and Hillary Clinton's emails become the subject of global controversy, it's a clear privacy isn't optional anymore. In the meta and X world, we leave behind traces of every virtual conversation. And those traces can be collected, exposed, or sold. So how do you avoid becoming the latest data breach headline? There are several tips that you can use to protect yourself from the prying eyes of hackers, corporations, and why online privacy is no longer just a buzzword. There was a time when privacy just meant pulling the blinds down. Today it means making sure your entire digital footprint, from your grocery list to your bank details, isn't being harvested by tech giants or exposed by hackers. The truth is your messages aren't as private as you like to think. End-to-end encryption, great, unless the platform is collecting metadata, as we've seen with Facebook. You think your device is safe? Not so fast. Malware and phishing scams are getting more sophisticated daily, which is true. The stakes are even higher if you're a journalist, activist, or business owner handling sensitive information. If your data is compromised, it's not just your privacy that's at risk, it's your livelihood. So here's why keeping your communication secure is crucial and what you can do to stay protected. The psychology of privacy and why you get it wrong. Why are smart, rational people still using passwords 123 and texting private details over public Wi-Fis? Part of the problem is psychological. Humans have this tendency to think of privacy as an abstract concept. It's intangible, something that's hard to visualize or feel. You know, when you've lost your wallet, the absence is immediate. But with data, there's no physical loss to make you panic. Your private conversations still look the same, even when they've been copied, stolen, or sold. You didn't think about that, did you? You sure? All right. Ready to continue? We can go more and more and more in depth, but I think you get the message. I know you do. You do, don't you? Did you hear that Apple offers $1 million bounty to anybody who can hack its new AI system? The company announced that it's inviting all security researchers or anyone with interest and the technical curiosity to perform their own independent verification of our claims. The public has been challenged to test the security of private cloud compute, the service that will receive and process user requests for Apple Intelligence when the AI task is too complex for on-device processing. Did you hear about that? All right, let's get to the recalls after I take a sip of my water. Thank you for bearing with me. Did you hear that Costco issues third urgent recall in 2 days over fears popular seafood item tainted with listeria? Costco recalled many products after being caught up in three listeria contamination fears from big suppliers that hit major supermarkets at latest in a series of listeria outbreak fears. Costco's fish supplier has recalled thousands of smoked salmon packages, its third recall in days. The bulk buy store said, packs of Kirkland Signature smoked salmon sold October the 9th to October 13th were affected and should be returned for a refund. Now, you know, it's October the 30th. Potentially contaminated items have lot numbers 851-280-1270 printed on the top right corner of the packaging and should not be eaten, Costco wrote in a letter. Did you hear about it? Did you also hear that Power Block recalls Commercial Pro 100 weight set sold with the 5-pound grip handle due to impact injury hazard? Did you hear about that? Did you hear that Ricky Powers Sports recall youth and adult all-terrain vehicles due to risk of serious injury or death in violation of federal ATV safety regulations? Did you hear about that? Let's turn to our brethren news. Six former employees for the Bay Area Rapid Transit Agency who lost their jobs when they did not get COVID vaccines for religious reasons have been awarded more than $1 million each, according to court documents related to a lawsuit the California workers filed. A federal jury awarded the six ex-BART workers between $1.1 million and more than $1.5 million each. The judgments were awarded in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. BART failed to prove an undue hardship in denying any accommodations to the employees who sought them based on religious reasons. The rail employees chose to lose their livelihood rather than deny their faith. That in itself shows the sincerity and depth of their convictions. One of the plaintiffs had worked for BART for more than 30 years, including a decade-long stretch with perfect attendance, their legal team said. Any challenges to your faith today? Who are you relying on? You're relying on the Lord? Are you relying on individuals down here on earth who have the expertise to represent you and stand with you as you take a stand for that which you know to be right, for the cause of Christ? In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, my favorite verse that's been with me. Remember, all scripture is not to you and I, but it's for us if we could apply it in our life. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.